really, there's a gift in every single way we feel. And if we're able to look at that, it can transform our lives. It really can. So how I want to start this conversation today is talking about a myth. There is a myth that most of us still believe that life is good only if good things happen to us. Life is good if only good things happen to us. Now, I'm sorry, but if we believe this, we're screwed. You know?
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
It's just the truth, you know? So when bad things happen that we don't enjoy, we start feeling uncomfortable and we call it bad. We say that, oh my God, this shouldn't be happening. Why is this happening to me? We start feeling heavy. You know, life becomes a struggle. We even, you know, sometimes can become depressed or worse, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but where did we get this idea that we're supposed to be comfortable all the time? That discomfort or our plans changing or not working out or our plans, you know, like things unexpectedly happening are like bad. And we should feel bad about them. Mm-hmm. You know, where did we get this idea? But, you know, where we got it is pretty actually simple. If we look at our culture, we are never taught how to deal with our feelings. Mostly we're taught how to ignore them or push them away or, you know, like freak out. You know, most of us kind of spend either time pushing them away or letting them build up till we end up exploding. What goes on because of the way we're taught about or not taught about our feelings and how to deal with them and how to actually, I won't even change that. It's not deal with them. It's how to explore them and how to enjoy, how to even enjoy them in a sense, like the ones that are uncomfortable, in a sense that, you know, it's like how people enjoy crazy wild roller coasters. Do you know what I mean?
It's
a different, exciting feeling. Well, uncomfortable feelings can be that way if we just allow them. So what happens, though, and this is the reason why most people, besides not being taught how to deal with them, but then most people are worried that if they delve into how they're feeling, they'll melt into this pot of despair and never return again. Do you know what I mean? It's like they feel that uncomfortable that they don't even want to kind of dip their toe in because they figure they'll fall in and never to be seen again. So this subject is so rich, so juicy, because we are meant to experience life. And when I say experience life, I mean all of it. It doesn't just apply to those things that we perceive as good. We've got to stop running from life and start experiencing all of it.
I just have to bust in what you're talking about. It's really instead of life being hard, and I think there's a period of time where we do go through that. It's almost like we have to go through that for, I don't know, that's what I'm noticing about all of us when you kind of observe life.
I'm going to jump in for 1 second because I don't want to miss that point that you're saying, and then I'll let you continue. I really believe that culturally we've been in a period of struggle. Do you know what I mean? For like millennia.
Yes.
And we are starting to come out of it. You can feel it. And, you know, in metaphysical terms, they talk about coming from a Piscean age, which is about struggle and darkness and, like, you know, heaviness and rules. I mean, like, really, like, rules, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And moving into the Aquarian age, which is about kind of self-responsibility and lightness and, you know, all the things that I think you're talking. So I just wanted to kind of go, we've been in that age, and we're coming out.
Maybe that's why, too, for me, when I think that way, it helps me understand I don't need to be in the struggle anymore. That's why I love what you're talking about today, is it is a habitual it's more habitual if we can look at it more like that, observe ourselves more. And I think that's what's happening is we're becoming more conscious.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to start observing ourselves more. And then I also just wanted to point out, that was what my point was, is there's phases in this and that it's okay to be in the different phases as we move out of habitual thinking and start experiencing life. I will say that that is truly what has started happening to me in the last couple of years, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with the work that you've done, I really appreciate it. So I will let you keep going. I just wanted to share
That was great. I think it was such a poignant spot to add that all in because, you know, and I think one of the things you're talking about is the difference between struggle and pain.
Because oh, love that.
Mm-hmm. There will be things that are painful. And again, that's a feeling like a, it's not, I'll kind of go into it because I'm going to do a couple of exercises and it's what I'm going to be talking about. And it's so perfect, Chen. So I love that you brought that up just then. So here we are in this habitual, and I'll use your analogy because it's so perfect, in this habitual way of being for so long. So it's really going to take practice to start moving into a different way of thinking about your life. It's a different way of thinking about your life. So here's a quick way to start shifting that belief, that myth, that only, like, good things happening creates a good life and bad things, now all of a sudden you have a bad life and you have to feel bad, okay? It has a lot to do with how you perceive what's happening in your life. So when something happens that you don't like, use this metaphor or analogy, I'm not sure which it is, to remember that feelings are like the weather. They come and they go. And this is true with good feelings, and it's true for uncomfortable feelings. So really I want you to get this. What happens, you know, we try to push these bad feelings away, and we try to hold on to these good feelings. But really they're both meant to move. So if everything that's happening in your life is like the weather, just imagine it's like when a rainstorm comes, you don't argue with the rain. You don't say things like, you're not supposed to rain. Don't do this to me. What are you doing, rain? You know, we just don't do that. It's like we know it comes and it goes. So, you know, most of us just go grab an umbrella until the sun comes out, right? Or go inside and sit by the fire or whatever. We don't argue with it.
So I get grouchy.
Yeah.
I don't like
the
rain. Okay,
that's so
perfect.
I love
that.
I mean,
you're so cute. Well, actually, you know, we do kind of do that too. But we know it's gonna change. Well, I don't know, unless you live in Washington or something. But the same thing's true with your feelings.
So look at what you perceive as bad, like those bad things, and realize it's not the things themselves. It's not the thing that's happening that we're afraid of. It's how we'll feel because of them. And this is really, not to put a too fine a point on this, it's not the things themselves. It's how we'll feel because of them that what is why we're pushing them away. So it's the feeling. So as you start to feel uncomfortable, this is a practice. And it's not easy at first because of all the habitual stuff that we've learned and experienced and those kinds of things. So practice. As you start feeling uncomfortable, just be willing to feel your feelings. Watch them move like the weather. So one of the affirmation kinds of things that I use for myself is I'm willing to feel uncomfortable. It's just that simple. I'm willing to feel uncomfortable. So if you start getting that tight, uncomfortable, I mean, we all have our own physical experiences that we know when we're not going to start feeling good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if you just kind of start paying attention to those little uncomfortable feelings and just say to yourself, I'm willing, stop. You know, again, we're moving so fast, but stop for a minute and just go, I'm willing to feel uncomfortable. Find the discomfort in your body and just stay with it. Be with the sensations in your body. And this is the distinction. It's not feelings or emotions that we're looking for, like the I feel sad, bad, good. What you're looking for when you're saying I'm willing to feel uncomfortable is actually the physical sensations in your body that feel uncomfortable, because they're there, but usually we're thinking about them. And this is this is really the what makes the difference between pain and suffering. What makes the difference between pain is feeling those uncomfortable, painful feelings in your body, and suffering is what you think about those uncomfortable feelings in your body.
Wow.
And the uncomfortable things, you know, what we're thinking about the thing happening. Suffering is really, again, caused by judgmental thinking. And it's the judgments we have about what is happening in our life. It's our thinking about the discomfort that causes the suffering. It's not the discomfort itself. Not the discomfort itself.
Huge.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
It really is.
It is huge.
Well, really quick, I have three things that I saw, but I wanted to share really quick. My husband and I and a few of us in our movement are doing the certification that Beth and Neil are doing with their insight coaching, becoming insight coaches. And last night I did write in my homework to you that was my key. The thing was feeling the pain, but allowing these different senses. And I could feel that I was going in my head with the pain. And mm-hmm. and I knew, I could sense, I didn't know it until what you just said is letting that pain. And I even said that I sense that I need to just sit in the pain and just recognize where it's at and allow it to be there. So it's so perfect that you're saying that. And it's going right along with what we're doing this week. But I wanted to can I just ask two questions? One is, this hurts my brain, and why does it hurt my brain? I mean, literally, why does this hurt my brain? Because that's what I'm getting. When I actually think about having to do this habitual practice moving from this, it hurts my brain. That's one. And then the next one, I can hear people saying this, and I'm hearing more other people. Others' perceptions, so if we stop and just feel our pain,
mm-hmm.
right away there's this thing with, well, other people are not going to like me sitting in my pain because that's going to be very uncomfortable for them.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do about that?
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, that's a segue into the next piece I'm just about to talk about.
Oh, perfect.
So that's perfect. And I want to go back to your brain hurting because it's
oh, great. Thank
there's,
you, Beth.
It's so great. And so there's a process called perturbation. And what that is if you look at a seed, as the seed starts growing, it starts almost vibrating at this, what's the word I'm looking for? Very microscopic level, but it starts vibrating and vibrating and vibrating. Can you feel the pressure? I mean, it's like this pressure until it pops and it's mm-hmm. able to come out of the seed and start to grow. So that's what the pain in your brain is. It is expansion and growth about to happen.
And you know what I'll tell you?
Growth about to happen.
I will tell you that I sense that, but I'm so grateful that you just pointed it out and clarified it. So thank you.
Yes. So and then what you do and what you do about the perturbation there, you can do this exact same thing that we just talked about, because that perturbation is just discomfort. It's just uncomfortable. Unless you make it mean something, unless you start putting thinking and judgment about what that means in a negative way, you know, if you put judgment about it in a positive way and it feels good, why not?
Mm.
But we're here to enjoy life as much as possible. You start putting negative thinking onto it, just the discomfort, and you're not going to enjoy life. That's what happens, because our judgments create our experience.
Love it.
So you just go. You start feeling uncomfortable, that brain starts going, ow, I hurt. You go, okay, I'm willing to feel the discomfort. That'll actually allow it to expand a lot faster, too.
I love it. Thank you.
Okay.
Perfect.
Now, your
next
question, you're welcome. I love you so much. See, this is what I'm talking about. It's just like you're willing to, like, be present to what's going on with you. You're willing to speak it. You're willing to allow people to see you. You touch me so much.
Thank you, Beth. And we do have, I just want to throw out, we do have people on the call. So if, I know she's explaining and sharing, but I know that you're open to having people share. So if you want to push one in the next few minutes and we will get to you, Beth will get to you. Just want to let you guys know that we want to hear from you too. So
we do. And I want things that you're uncomfortable about, because this is the other fear about going into their feelings, is that you'll just stay there and then life will be crap because, you know, nobody will like you. They won't want to be around you. You won't want to be around yourself. So what do you do as you're feeling your feelings? What do you do to have, you know, this life that you want? I just want to say it again. Those feelings are like the weather. They will go. We don't think they will, but they do. They just do. So you won't be there for very long unless you put your judgmental thinking on it. That's what keeps us there. So if you're just willing to feel your feelings in your body as sensations, they'll go really fast normally, okay? But because we're not practiced at just feeling the sensations and our minds are like pretty much in control right now, here's something to do with mind, okay? So know that every negative thought, because now we're on to thoughts, okay? So know that every negative thought is a gift. There is a gift hiding inside that negative thought. But first you need to learn to catch them. You have to catch the negative thoughts in order to unwrap them, okay? Catch the negative thoughts in order to unwrap the gift. Even like the pain in your brain, oh, this hurts. That must mean something's wrong and, you know, I shouldn't be feeling this way. I love this one. Okay, you have this pain in your brain and you go, I have done so much personal growth. I shouldn't be feeling this way. Okay? That's a negative thought that you could just keep spinning on. Do you know what I mean? And this is spins us down into all kinds of awful places and keeps us there. These thoughts are what keep us there. So if you catch a thought, catch that thought, grab it, you can use your discomfort as an alarm. Anytime you feel uncomfortable at all, it means a negative thought is happening in your brain somewhere. So catch it, okay? Once you hear that alarm and you catch the discomfort, take a breath and ask yourself, what's missing in this situation? If there wasn't something you thought you would lose or something you want that you didn't think you were going to get, you would not feel uncomfortable. I'm going to say that again, okay?
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
If there wasn't something, if there wasn't something you thought you would lose or something you wanted that you didn't think you were going to get, you wouldn't feel uncomfortable. So here's that discomfort. Here's the thought that says, I'm more advanced than that. I shouldn't feel this way, right? So, and again, so we're saying that the discomfort is a gift because, and this is why, it leads you to the desire, what you do want, and you can't get what you want until you know what it is. So there's a couple of distinctions in there, but just let's play around with yours for a second, okay?
Can I actually share what came for me with that? I am a fraud came for me. So what would I do with that then? So now I have this negative thought of I am a fraud.
Okay. So then ask in this moment, okay, the thought I'm a fraud came up in your head. So what's missing for you? What aren't you experiencing? That thought came up in your head. And we talk, you know we do, and I want to tell everybody, we really want you to get to, like, value-type words because that is what can expand your world out into all kinds of strategies to get what you want. So in value-type words, Jen, what's missing in the idea that you think you're a fraud?
Well, one of the things is, which is really interesting, the word completion. I don't know why that's, like, complete, having things complete.
Oh, my God. I just got chilled. So, and then you work with what comes next. So, completion isn't really
a value. That's a strategy to get something. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's a single word. But completion is, what would you experience if you were able to just complete this journey? That there was no more stress.
You know what, honestly, like, I just totally hit it, and I want to just cry.
Yeah.
Joy.
Huge
burst of joy just came to me.
And
like,
you know,
I can feel my head is I'm feeling in my head right now. And what is that called when you feel like the chills kind of in your head? That's how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
In my head.
My, I don't know what it's called, but I have chills all over my body.
Mm-hmm.
So this is so beautiful. And it points back to what we were talking about, is we believe that if we only have good things happen, then we'll have joy. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you complete this journey, that somehow none of these, you won't have these experiences to deal with anymore, and then you can have joy.
Well, and it's funny because the completion is, that's what, it almost feels like so out of reach to me, and it feels like one of my weaknesses
and I really,
not completing
and I,
things. I'm just saying it's interesting. I feel like I just want to break down and cry. Like, really,
there's so many pieces
good.
Here, Jen. Yeah, there's so many great pieces here.
I hope it's
I'm not even sure what it is. I can guarantee.
It's really
it.
Interesting. Yeah, to get under this.
Yeah, there are so many great pieces here and strands. There's a couple. Let me see where I want to take this because there's. So
I want to stay on the subject too. I know. I don't want to take you off track.
No. There's plenty that can stay on this subject of the pieces. So where I want to go with it, because again, we're talking about unwrapping a gift. Do you get that unwrapping that negative thought where you got to joy? It's a gift, right?
Yes.
Yes, a gift.
I can feel it in my body.
Okay. And so the thing to do with that, it can go all over the place, but the thing to do with it in relation to what we're talking about is what is one thing you can do to create joy now? Now in your life. Because our lives are created now, not at some future place. So really, what can you do to create joy right now?
And this is essentially, as nothing came to my mind, and all that came was to get support to know how to do it. Because that's what's interesting. And I don't know what that means either.
It means that you would, I don't know, you could call me. We could look deeper into it. Do you know what I'm saying? But there's something, you're in action, you're out of that feeling. You're out of that thought, and you're in action in your life right now.
Yeah, my head doesn't feel that feeling anymore. It actually doesn't feel that.
It's remarkable. Now, it doesn't mean it won't come back. And that's the gift. It's like there's just an opportunity to uncover another gift or the same one. And that's the practice. This is a journey. And I hate to tell you this, but there is no completion. There is no completion. And it's another myth. That we think that we're here to complete, even in your day-to-day, like the doings, like your plans, like I heard you say, well, I have a hard time completing things, because you have an idea of what completion looks like. Go ahead.
That's the point. I felt complete, like on my mission. When I was done with my mission, because it was 18 months, I remember being in my mom's house after I got home from Romania and really sensing the completion energy of that.
Energy.
And work hard, right? And so now that makes sense that that's my perception of completion. Is that what you're saying? Like, that's what I'm
getting. What you said is so perfect, is that you will feel a completion energy. And it may not be the completion your mind thought it would look like.
And it usually, that usually doesn't. That's perfect.
It's a really important distinction. And all of what I'm talking about here gets you understanding, feeling, and being able to use more subtle energy. Because we hardly notice those completion energies. That one must have been pretty profound at the end of your mission to go, oh, my God,
yeah.
I get it. It's complete. Like, I'm just done here. And we usually go, I'm just done here. And sometimes we even can put negative thoughts on that if it didn't come out, the doneness didn't come out the way we wanted it to. That, like, oh, I failed or I did this. But you, all you got was completion energy. You're done there. It may not look the way you were thought it would. But you feel it. And again, there are distinctions around that. Are we running or are we really feeling completion energy? But these practices, kinds of subtle energy practices, will get you more and more attuned to your own inner guidance. And that really is the only thing that I or, you know, Neil and I do anymore is support people in getting attuned to their own inner guidance. We never tell you what there is to do, we tell you how to look within you to find out what there is to do.
It's beautiful. Do you have somebody who wants to share? Do you want me to pop them on?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much. That really made sense to me. I appreciate that. Hope it did to everybody else.
You're so welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Is it me?
Yes, it is.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Carolyn.
Hi.
Carolyn.
Hi. Hi, Carolyn.
Oh, I've been loving this so much. This is so great. When you were talking about this, the word that I don't know, the start of the seed, the seed's about burst open.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that it could also be likened to labor pain.
Exactly.
You know, you're just birth to something. Yeah.
Yeah, it's birth. Perturbation really is birth. One way or another, it's birth. Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Had something that you wanted to work through, something that's been uncomfortable for you, that maybe you want to work through a little bit with Beth.
In our personal relationships are really, can be really hard for me. I was a big self-worth stuff. But when you were talking about that uncomfortable feeling inside, what comes up for me, and I realize it is a judgment, probably, is fear that I won't, that I'm not smart enough to get what is coming.
That's so great. If you're willing, and again, you don't need, you know, you don't have to be willing to, like, explore into it, but if you are, we could explore that thought, because it's a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to?
Yes, I would love that.
Okay. So let's get clear about just what the thought is. So you're not smart enough to do what? The thought? I didn't hear you, so I just want to get clear.
I think it's to get the message. To, am I smart enough to work through it?
Oh, okay. Just in every situation that could come up.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to be clear what we were talking about. That's perfect. Okay. So when you get uncomfortable, am I smart enough to actually just work through this? Okay.
Yeah. Figure it out.
And what do you believe is missing that you couldn't work through this? And I know you don't have like a value sheet, but I want like kind of one word. What do you think is missing? And you can even use more and I'll translate it for you. But what do you think is missing that you believe you're not smart enough to work through a discomfort?
I feel defective.
And so what
maybe,
would you,
maybe like seeing this really so, isn't for me?
No, this is good. So here's the question. So what would you experience if you were smart enough and you were able to figure it out? What would you experience if you were smart enough and were able to figure it out? What would you experience?
Love. The word comes to love. I don't know what that means.
No, I want you to feel what that feels like. This is the gift. This is the gift. That negative thought is just trying to bring you to love. You get, I mean, I have chills all over again.
Wow.
Yeah. So even just getting here, don't you feel better?
Yes.
Yeah. It's just trying to bring you love. That negative thought, I'm not smart enough, can bring you down and down and down. And all it's really trying to do is bring you to love. You don't even have to know what it means to feel better.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It's huge.
That's just huge.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, if you did nothing else, just feel what that feels like. Because life is right here and right now. And love is so present right here and right now.
It's so beautiful.
My God, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, you're not the only one feeling that now. We all are.
We all are. I'm feeling it. It's amazing what just happened. I can totally feel love right now.
Yeah.
Because of what you just brought, Carolyn, what you just did.
Wow.
Just brought all of us back.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you. Really. That was beautiful.
What's amazing about this too, Beth, and thank you, Carolyn, for sharing.
Thank you, Carolyn.
You know, she used the word not being smart, and yet it's like the smart, it's attached to a feeling, like you said, or a value. But what's interesting is that it's not even about being smart or what is smart. At that point, you're like, it doesn't even matter anymore. All that matters is that the feeling of love is sitting there, and it's just, it's so simple.
And I really want to be clear that there's so much more that could be explored in that, you know, in the course, and you know, Jennifer, what these thoughts that you're having, Carolyn, are old beliefs that are staying with you, that, you know, your psyche looks for proof because of all kinds of things that I can't go into now because we just don't have time. But these, you know, I try, so this, my goal for these calls and any interview I do is that I can make it, you know, take little tiny pieces and make them clear enough and have something for people to implement right now to bring them more life, bring them more, you know, satisfaction. Life is meant to be experienced. And that, what you brought right then was such an experience. And again, for all of us. So thank you.
Just wanted to say thank you again. And if anyone else want to take advantage of this, I think this is just beautiful because not only are you experiencing something, you're actually bringing experience to all of us and those that will be listening to this. And so we do have somebody. I knew somebody else was. I just had a feeling.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, it's Megan.
Hi, Megan.
So I'm trying to understand it. The process that I can do it myself.
Yeah.
I have a lot of, well, Jennifer knows this, I have a lot of frustration from where I live right now and a lot of sadness because I want to go to art school, but there's no art school near me. It's like 2.5 hours away, and I don't feel like I can do online because I'm social. And I really want to do it, like, with people there physically. And I get really frustrated because, like, I'm fine as long as I'm believing that it's possible that I can move, you know, from where I'm at. But if I don't feel like I can do that, then I'm really upset and frustrated.
You know, that's such a perfect example of what we're talking about. So life is happening. You're in you're living in a place where you're not being able to do some of the things you want to do, right?
Yeah.
So if you think that it's possible that you can move, you feel good. And if you start doubting that it's possible that you can move, then you feel bad, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's also
hard because my husband doesn't want to move from here. He wants to stay, and I want to go. It's just,
So I want to point out that it's the thinking that's causing the suffering. You may still have longing and desire without suffering if you didn't think you had to move in order to be satisfied with
Okay.
So then let's just see, and again, this process doesn't fix your life in a way that you think it should be fixed. But what it does is it takes the moment of discomfort and shows you the gift and gives you a possible next step. Like in Carolyn's situation, really the next step was just to feel that love. Do you know what I mean? And oftentimes, that's all you need, okay? But in a longer, like, you may be living where you're living for some time, so it may come up quite a bit, so there may be other things.
Yeah,
so
let's
take a look at
it. He has to stay here forever, my husband does.
Yeah,
and I'm like, no!
Well, see, and this is another distinction we teach in the course, and I don't have time to get into it much, but it's the difference between experiencing something you value and a strategy to experience something you value. So you're moving to make sure you're near an art school is a strategy to experience something, right?
So here's
this is what I'm talking, exactly what I'm talking about here. So we want to unwrap the gift of this discomfort. So what would you experience that you're not experiencing now if you were able to go to art school? What would you experience?
Learning, creating the community, like the,
okay, so
I don't
community,
know.
Like connection.
Yeah.
Okay, so learning, creating, and connection. So I'm going to ask you one more question. So if you were able to experience learning, creating, and connection, what would you be able to experience that you're not experiencing now?
That's a tough one. I don't know.
So
intelligence? I don't know, like, because I struggle with the feeling stupid, too. That was really familiar to me when, like,
yeah, so a lot of the thoughts we think are about old beliefs. But let's stick with this one for a second, okay? So,
okay.
You know, our thoughts too, Byron Katie uses an analogy about our thoughts. They're Velcro. Our thoughts are Velcro, and they all kind of rush together.
Yeah, I've read some of her books.
Yeah, so they create this big Velcro ball, and you have to kind of rip them apart, or you think it's just one thought. It's not. So let's stick with this thought. So, and we can even just, if it doesn't reduce down to something, we can just stick with learning, creativity, connection. Okay, so that's the gift in all this. Negative thinking, oh my God, if I can't move, maybe I can move. Here's all this suffering about moving, okay? But here you are in your life right now. What you want to experience is learning, creativity, and connection. So what there is for you to do is start experiencing some of these things right now. You don't have to move to experience these things. Now, this isn't saying that someday you might move and go to art school, but that doesn't look likely in your very near future, correct?
Yeah, and I try to, you know, go to the library and learn on my own and learn on the computer. And
so hold on.
I'm trying to open myself. Yeah.
Hold on one sec. So that's great, but then you're missing these other two things, and that's what's still causing suffering is connection and creativity. So then, great, you're trying to play around with the learning thing. So what I'd like you to start playing around with is what's one thing I can do now to create some connection in my life? Different connection than I have. Can you meet new people? Or if there's someone in town you can go have lunch with and talk about deeper things? Can you bring some art? And I'm just throwing things out there. But can you understand what I'm saying? The gift all this suffering is that all you want to do is experience these beautiful things. It's so wonderful. But how can you start experiencing some of them now? Because the longing is so desperate to experience these things, and you can experience some of these things now. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's
I said I'm scared I'm here because I have to bring it here.
So that's a perfect point. So first, I just want you to take a breath. And please, And please hear this for one
second. It's overwhelming.
Oh, I know. And really, what's overwhelming, I want you to hear what's overwhelming, is that you believe if you start experiencing some of these things now that you'll never go to art school. And I want you to know that's not true. And it's not true. It's a thought you're thinking that's not true. It's just a fear. So I want you to, there's something really deep and beautiful in this fear. And this is, again, you can unwrap it. So if the thought is, if I do this stuff now, I'll never go to art school. So there's something deeper, and this is why I try to get a little deeper. There's something deeper that you want to experience right now that's underneath it. There's something like, let's just
maybe praise. I don't know. Does that even make sense?
Yes. Maybe it's acknowledgement.
Acknowledgement, yeah.
Yeah. You want to know your worth. You want other people to see your worth. You want to be able to see that. And can you see how that's under this?
Yeah.
And that's why going to the library is not working. Because you really want to be acknowledged for who you really are.
Yeah.
Want people
to
see.
That's why I paint. That's why.
Yeah. So just, I want you to just get present for a second to that. Just, and I want to go a step deeper, okay?
I feel bad that I want praise, though.
Hold on. So let's, hold on a second. So let's go a step deeper. I think it's deeper than this, okay? If you were acknowledged, what would you experience? If you were acknowledged, what would you experience that you're not experiencing now? If you were acknowledged, what would you experience?
Is it love?
So stop. Hold on. Take a breath. And just feel into love.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is love that what you're wanting to experience. It could be.
Yeah.
But you don't have to think this process. This process is about slowing down. Knowing that your life does not exist outside this moment. It just doesn't. This right here, right now, is your life. Just now, quiet down into it. Just breathe and feel it. This may be what you want to experience. Is just being present enough to experience your life.
Mm-hmm.
Just being present enough to experience your life.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Just breathe more. Breathe more. Relax into right now more. Your life is right now. It's not in all these places you're trying to find it. It's right now.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
Thank you, Beth.
I
want to thank you, Megan, because, again, you just gave us a gift by listening and sensing what you were going through, at least for me. I don't know about everybody else, but...
For me too, and really,
to you. Mm-hmm.
when we just got there, you can feel it. It's like
present.
It's so beautiful, you know. So again, you getting there, you being willing to feel what's really there, is a gift to everybody. Everybody.
And this is maybe where it goes to my question from others' perceptions of us being uncomfortable, and. I'm getting that right now, is that when I get there with, like I did with the joy or whatever, that actually is supporting my children, my husband, everybody around me, because right then, just like we experienced with both Carolyn and Megan, we felt love, and I felt presence with Megan.
Yes,
that's the word
too.
That I felt was, I just could sense, I was in presence with you all, and I just got what presence is.
while I'm sitting here with you, Megan. And so, again, what a beautiful gift, really, you just gave us. And I still want to be present.
I just want to sit here and feel it.
It's actually really hard to want to get out of that. I know, because it's just so real. Mm-hmm. It's just so real. You know, all this stuff we do. Yeah, Megan, thank you so much, sweetheart, for the courage it takes to just be present.
Yeah. Well, Beth, I want to thank you, Megan. We will end the show now. Beth, is there any last thoughts just to kind of cap this whole thing off? Because I just loved this show.
Mm. So I'll just do a really quick recap, okay?
Thank you.
So feel your feelings without thinking. Find the sensations in your body. Then use your thinking to identify the gift within your darkness. Then each time you feel uncomfortable, feel your feelings and then do one thing that helps you experience what's missing in the situation that made you feel uncomfortable in the first place. So again, if you can really get to that gift, just being present to it in that moment can be all there is to do. But it might be to do something else. But in every experience that we went through today, just having it and feeling it was so delicious. Why would you want it to be anything else in that moment?
I like that word.
Yeah. So there it is.
That is beautiful. Well, it was absolutely perfect, Beth. I'm just sitting here thinking, I'm going to have to listen back to this and it's almost like it'd be great to have a little video of you just working through this for 10 minutes. And I could pop on that video every day and get used to it so I could do it with my kids and do it with my husband. Meaning my kids even through this because my kids, you know, again, you feel kind of paralyzed sometimes with what you can do for them. So this is just beautiful.
Yeah, it's a great experience.
You guys, and just to know, you guys can go to focusedattention.com. That is Beth and Neil's website, also BethBanning.com, if you want to touch base with Beth, if you have any questions, or if you want to do some one-on-one. I think you're still doing that, right, Beth? I'm saying without knowing. Maybe
it depends what people are wanting. I do some personal coaching, but it depends on what they're doing.
I know.
But soon we're going to have coaches that we can send people to.
I know. That is beautiful.
Totally exciting.
And this work is so needed out in the world. Truly, Beth, this has been such a gift in my life. I mean, beyond. Just love you. Thank you so much again. And thank you, everyone, for being present and willing and courageous. We appreciate you, and you are worth it. And just want you to love yourself, love your body, love who you are today, right now.
Yeah, and love your discomfort.
Love your discomfort. Love your discomfort. That's right.